Good morning.
Morning.
We are pleased to take this opportunity to visit upon this most important subject of addictions. As always, we seek the beginning place of the subject. This particular subject is one that is of great concern to many. There are primarily two segments of physical beings who will be hearing this recording. Those who are themselves feeling an addiction towards something, and those who know others who have an addiction towards something.
Right.
It is our intent to discuss here fully this subject, that either of those categories of listeners will find satisfaction as they are hearing. For whether you are the one who is experiencing that which you term addiction, or whether you are intimately involved or concerned with one, it is our wanting that there will be value here for you. You are the creator of your experience. There is not another who creates in your experience. And while those are very difficult words for most of you to hear, we must speak them, for until you are understanding that, you will have no deliberate control of your life experience. You will be literally controlled by others, or even by your own thoughts, as well as some of these substances that are concerning you. Everything that is part of your experience right now is as a result of the thoughts that you have thought prior to this time. And in like manner, that which you are thinking today is pre-paving, creating that which you will be experiencing in the time that is your future. As you give thought, you begin to invite. As you speak words, you continue the invitation. And as you take action, you bring much fully into your experience. Your thoughts and your words and your actions all are inviters into your experience. Your thoughts are powerful. Your words are even more powerful. And your action is more powerful still. And so it is not a wonder that as you have taken action that is in harmony with words and thoughts that have been offered, an action regarding some substance that now you are no longer wanting to have or be a part of your experience, it is not a wonder to us that you are now finding difficulty in stopping that action. You are, as physical beings, habit-forming, habit-seeking beings. You form these habits very easily. That is not necessarily bad, for you have habits of speech, habits of thought, habits of action, and many of those habits save you time, for it would be rather time-consuming for you to have to rethink everything from beginning place every time you started upon a subject. Let us talk about what a habit is or what an addiction is. If you thought a thought when you were very young, and through the power of that thought, you began attracting the subject of that thought unto you, you would say, indeed, it is just as they have said it is. In other words, by the law of attraction, which is the most powerful law in the universe, as you have given thought, you have attracted the subject of that thought, and then you say, indeed, it is so. As you continue to think that thought and continue to attract validation, that thought becomes a belief. And so we may say, a belief is nothing more than a thought that you have kept thinking. Eventually, if you have thought a thought long enough, that belief becomes very difficult for you to release. It takes very obvious, very dramatic, usually, evidence, usually by great influence of another, to assist you in changing that belief or in altering or stopping those habitual thoughts. When you have interacted in action for a very long time, that action becomes habitual also. It is very difficult for you to release your action, just as it is very difficult for you to change your thoughts. Ordinarily, it does not occur without some sort of influence from another. No matter what it is you are wanting to do or have or be, no matter what it is you are wanting to create, whether it is something you are wanting to change in your life, whether it is something new that you are wanting to create, if you can understand what we are about to offer here, you will find yourself easily led to joyful action. As we have observed physical man today, and as we see those who have addictions, we see that with the majority of the treatment programs, with the majority of those who find themselves behaving or acting in a way that they no longer want to, there is very little success in releasing this action. Most of those who are, as they call themselves, addicted, feel as if they are not strong enough to make their own decisions. They say, I do not want this, but I cannot stop myself. And so what we are about to offer here is the key.